Earthquake Hotspots Pinpointed by Mr. C. To really understand this podcast, you need the illustration. So look down on the science website page and click on the link. It will take you directly to the AudioBoo page where this podcast appears. Now that you're looking at the illustration, you will notice blue and red areas highlighted. This is the classic Ring of Fire that you may have heard about. The Ring of Fire is so called because of the many volcanoes that line the Pacific Basin. These volcanoes more often occur at subduction zones where neighboring plates are diving under continental plates. Scientists have found that where scars on the ocean floor, called fracture zones, meet subduction areas, powerful earthquakes can be generated. Researchers considered 1,500 earthquakes in their study of post-1900 events. Do scientists understand why great earthquakes prefer these intersection areas? No. They suspect, however, that the subduction fault area becomes locked and thus can build up great stress over time. When the fault breaks free, huge earthquakes and even tsunamis can result. Some earthquakes occur in what scientists refer to as supercycles. This means that the area experiences large earthquakes on a regular basis, but the time span may be even a few centuries or even thousands of years. An example of this is the area of the 2011 Tohoku-Oki earthquake, which had no record of large earthquakes over the past 100 years and was not predicted to be of significant risk by previous hazard maps. Scientists want to continue their study so they can begin to predict earthquake hotspots. The long-term goal is to help reduce earthquake damage and loss of life.